Airport. How you doing?
It's finally Friday.
I've been ready for it. You got any big plans for the weekend?
Memorial service for my father-in-law on Saturday. I had six people coming in tonight, or today.
Coming to stay at your house, or you got some people coming to get me?
Stay at the house for the memorial service.
I'll have a house full.
They just to be taken up.
Improvement in the weather, which didn't rain much whenever I got home yesterday.
It was real scratchy.
Signal from the repeater, but I hope the weather won't be bad this weekend.
Be good this weekend. Man, I got my back grass cut and then my front, and I was working on the side. The bottom fell out yesterday afternoon.
See, so by the time I got off, it was already gone. So, she had went and bought a scoop of bolts, was putting it out, and she told me, she said, well, we had to take a break because it was raining. By the time I got home, I mean, you couldn't even tell it had rained. Everything was basically dry. She's just making up excuses to try to get out of putting out bolts.
For, I don't know, 20 or 30 minutes there at the house, pretty good. I figured the grass was tall anyway, so once it got wet, you pretty much done.
I mowed the yard. Mowed tomorrow. Had to try to fix the deck on my John Deere again. I guess my little patch didn't hold up forever.
Got a hole in it or something?
That's on the rear of the deck. It's a floating bracket, but it sets the height of it. And that thing broke off, and I haven't gotten it welded or anything yet. So what I've been trying to do is the deck has two spots in it where you put a, you know, you attach the mulcher or something to it. So I've been using that to keep the deck at a certain height, and that way it's at the right height to cut grass. And it won't scout the yard on that one side whenever you're turning. Tied up to limp it through.
The back got so tall and grew so quick, I had to deck on the highest level, and it still left grass everywhere.
I've got stuff going on, you know, like being out of town or whatever. And you come back, and it rains every day. You know, it's hard to get that timing down for the grass.
That, and I've had something going on in the last four or five weekends.
Yeah, I can understand why it would get so high.
The plants are 3 feet above my cages.
Yeah, I had one of mine 1 year did that. So what I did is I took another cage and sat on top of it and wired it together.
It's so tall, I won't be able to reach the tomatoes.
Put a step ladder to get to your tomatoes. That's hilarious.
Doing this weekend.
Today was June the 5th. Tonight we're taking him up to Side Street Pizza for his birthday dinner, you know, where he gets to pick out where he wants to go to eat. And then Saturday we got family coming over and we're going to do his family birthday party. So he's looking forward to this weekend.
Hey, did I tell you I booked a camp spot at Hunting Island for September?
Talking about that, it might have been the morning that I had to use EchoLink to get into the train. But it'd be really neat because I'm almost positive September, October time frame is either when the turtles come in or when they hatch and go out. I don't remember the timing, but you know, it's weird. It's not directly during the summer. It's like before and after.
The last part of that, I was in my bad spot. Sorry.
This is talking about how I thought you would be down there at the time. Something was going on with the turtles, but I really don't remember.
Yeah, I know in May is the horseshoe crabs, and I know the last August and the first of September is the bait fish are running along the edge of the bank. That's why I wanted to go down. Hopefully the fishing would be good. But I don't know about the turtles.
In a minute, but I think the turtles are, it's not, you know, it's not during the summer. It's like right before the summer and then right after the summer. It's either when the turtles come in and when they hatch. I don't remember. It's somewhere around there. But it could be later in the year. It might be October, November.
Use the warmth of the sun in the summer to incubate, and then they pop out.
They need to go down there during that time, because I know, I'm trying to think, so they do beach walks to identify the where the turtles are, and then when they're getting ready to hatch, you can actually go down there and I guess kind of help them out, make it through the water. You just can't use the flashlight or anything.
That'd be awesome to see.
It'd be cool to watch. Get to experience.
You crabs were, the season it was, man, those things were everywhere. You couldn't imagine.
Boy, that'd be pretty neat, too. But I think you got to be on, like, the remote beaches. Like, I assume Hunting Beach State Park. I know Hunting Island. Huntington Island State Park. You know, some of those, but be interesting to see if Hunting Beach State Park.
We're not so deep into the jungle this time. We're kind of right on the outside edge.
And a bunch of pads and butane cylinders, and you won't have to worry about any mosquitoes.
Something last time, it was like the no-see-ems. You didn't see anything in that, but then, boy, the next day you'd be ate up.
Thermosails, as far as mosquitoes go, work phenomenal. I mean, all the years that I've taken one hunting, we used to go hunting in kind of a swampy area, so the mosquitoes would be bad. But in like the, you know, September, early October time frame, and you'd have clouds of them following you, and then when you got sat down, but once you turn the thermosail on, you give it about 10 minutes to warm up and start putting out that scent. All the mosquitoes would be gone. I mean, you could basically take off gear because you wouldn't have to worry about mosquitoes biting you anymore.
Yeah, sure enough. Don't they? I think they have some bigger ones, like you can just put at your camp spot, right?
Honestly, I don't know how the bigger ones work. Any have a larger range than the smaller ones. But I mean, you can. The pads and butane filters are not like crazy expensive, but it's, you know, unfortunately it's a cost to use the device. But I mean, I've got one. It's not small, but it's supposed to be like you're sitting around. So like me and the wife are camping or whatnot, I'll pop it, turn it on, and put it between us where we're sitting, and that'll usually keep them away.
KN4 TFW.
Recommend them. KN4 CF.
Man, I see a bunch of red on 85 South. It's down around the airport. It's off of my map right now, so I can't see it. But I know when I first fired up the car coming out of subdivision, it was bad.
This isn't showing me any slowdown on the southbound side.
A fluke. Go ahead, Andrew.
That's 290, and I haven't seen anything yet, so hopefully it's good. But right now, traffic's flowing pretty good. Good morning, Eric, KO4, CF.
Ken, how are you guys doing today?
Yeah, doing well, yeah. My map don't show anything now. It must have just been a fluke.
Here.
What about that wreck on 85 a few days ago where the car was up under the tractor trailer?
No, man, I just passed the exit for 129. I jammed on the brakes and got over to the shoulder. I just backed up and went down the side street or the exit there because it was starting to back up bad.
About that accident, when was it?
It was Wednesday, so I got out of class and was coming home. And 85 southbound was, I mean, it was a parking lot. I mean, it was backed up all the way past the I-26 interchange, and it was just at a standstill. I think they had it down the, they had two lanes blocked, But I saw a picture of it. The picture I saw, it was like half the car was up underneath of the trailer of the truck. And I was kind of curious whether the occupants were mated or not.
But it's ahead of me. He said when he went by, the car door was open, everybody was out. And then, so that was a good thing.
Yesterday, so I fortunately got to miss that one.
The fire truck came across the bridge and came up the exit ramp for the 129 all the way against traffic, you know what I mean, to get on there. I don't know why he just didn't head northbound and turn around.
I know exactly where it's at, you know, because people don't always give a good location for stuff like that. So when the fire trucks go, it's kind of a crapshoot.
Across that bridge, he can plainly see it.
All right.
It happened. And, you know, sometimes you just wonder, how does it happen? But if you ever watch any of those videos from dash cams, it's like it really enlightens you for sure.
Not paying attention, just merges too early or tractor trailer comes over, it's, you know, it's gonna happen.
Pretty bad anyway on the, when, you know, when you're coming down through there about 4:30 or something like that, because all them cars coming off of that business 85 and they get really stupid right there.
What weekend?
My sons, we're going out to eat tonight for his birthday, and he gets to choose his birthday meal. And then Saturday, I got family coming over. Gonna do some taco stuff, a little taco bar is the way he wanted, and they're gonna celebrate his birthday then and eat some cupcake.
Coming in this morning and this afternoon for the memorial service for my father-in-law tomorrow.
Father-in-law, but yeah, we're not doing anything tonight, and then tomorrow we're at the wine shop most of the day, and then we have an event tomorrow afternoon at a place across the street from the wine shop, so it'll be a pretty busy Saturday, and then Sunday we'll just be studying for our exam that we have at the end of the month.
But you ain't even got off of the ramp, you're getting on the interstate, and there's already cars passing you. Into the parking lot, so he says
7-3. Okay, no worries then.
Did I call you Patrick instead of Eric?
Yes, you man.
Yeah, sorry about that. Just dawned on me.
Sometimes. All the rain we've had the last couple of days, I was able to at least confirm that the new skylight I put in my camper is solid. I didn't have any leaks now, so that's good. I finally got that taken care of.
Nothing worse in the camper than having a leak. Hey, have I talked to you since I booked the first week in September down at Hunting Island? I managed to get in there.
You did it earlier this week, so yeah, I was surprised you were able to get in, but that's cool. Yeah, but yeah, I had some I had to cut back a little bit of the roof because I could not get all of the old sealant off the rubber roof. So I had to like cut a big piece out of it and then get some patch material and patch up the rubber roof and then you know, put the new skylight in. But it went well and everything's sealed up now, so hopefully it stays dry.
I got to get up on mine the next couple of days. I want to wash it, clean the roof good and that, because 21st of this month, you're going to be sitting up in Flat Rock for a month. There in Flat Rock, and we're going to drag it up there. And Susan usually is off a couple of days during the week and on the weekends and that, so we're just going to stay up there on the weekends and any time that we're off. And then I got from the 4th and then that whole next week off up there, so we're going to go up there and stay.
Yeah, back when I lived in Seneca, I would do that all the time. I would just go set up at South Cove County Park in Seneca, which is right on the lake, and you know, I would you know, maybe stay at home a couple nights a week with the dogs, and then, you know, go out there and camp a few nights and go back and forth and just leave it set up there for a couple weeks. But, yeah, that sounds like a fun time.
Pretty nice. I think we're going to enjoy it. Couldn't make it to my exit. And then, like you said, it's, you know, the pattern keeps changing every day. It's different, but the signs stay the same.
It's a little foggy this morning.
It's any foggy this morning. It was foggy yesterday.
Daisy. Airport and no traffic.
Must have just been a fluke on my navigation system or something. It was showing all red, but it maybe was a hangover from yesterday.
And it's actually really light traffic now. I'm all by myself, just under Pelham Road.
Sure.
RV dealer, and I've got a quarter mile in front and a quarter mile behind with no cars.
A bunch of barrels over here at my exit. And once again, things change.
Which exit do you get off at?
Maybe right as you're coming, well, yeah, it used to be right as you were coming into construction zone.
So there's a fast charger there that I use sometimes when I've got my, when I forget to plug it at the office or whatever, because sometimes I do.
Shell station. Mile down the road from it.
Got the car at a 70%, so if I go to the office and I forget to plug it in or if there's a charging error or something, there's one at exit 39, there's one at exit 70-something, and there's that one at exit 80 that's really easy to get to. So if I have to splash a little bit on the way home, that's a good place to do it.
Too many people using that charger, you know, at least every, the times I've been going by it.
Chargers along 85 than there used to be now. It used to be the exit 80 and exit 39 were the only two, and now there's one at our exit. We have a fast charger on the charge point network at our direct tool store there at exit 27, and then there's like one, I want to say it's in this, there are two more that are in the exit 70s range. I forget where they are. One of them's at a Sphinx, and then the other one's I forget where. And then there's the one on Woodruff Road now at the Sam's Club that they put in about a year ago. So it's there are a lot more places, so a lot more options for stopping.
Well, I'm rolling down to the gates. I'm going to say 7-3, and that. Hope you have an awesome, safe day and an awesome weekend, and your class goes well. And then I'll look forward to back catching you next week, KN4GFW, 7-3.
All right, Ken, be safe, have a great day, and I'll talk to you next week. This is WTJKT.